Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's mobility talk. My name is Jean-Luc Rippinger. I'm a venture partner for Central and Northern Europe at VIID. Today is the second out of three sessions in November where we focus on innovation in the DACH region, which are the German-speaking countries, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. This region is known for being one of the most innovative mobility ecosystems. And by leveraging of its technological know-how and its global automakers, this geography is one of the leaders when it comes to mobility. Aside automakers, innovation hubs, startups, and investors are at the forefront of innovations. This month, the Mobility Club Talks will help you better understand this ecosystem and its characteristics. And today we host the talk with Susanne Hahn. She's the managing partner at 1886 Ventures. Hello, Susanne.
Hi, Jean-Pierre. Nice to meet you. Thank
Hi.
you for having me.
Well, we are happy to have you here today. Could you briefly introduce yourself, please?
Yes, of course. So I'm the managing partner of 1886 Ventures. And so I have a broad corporate background, I would say, in the automotive industry. I have been working for Daimler and Mercedes-Benz for over 20 years. I started with R&D areas, and I also worked and had managerial positions in production and also HR and IT-related functions. And I have been 8 years in so-called top management function. One of them was that I was responsible for corporate organization, for example, where we did two big restructuring projects worldwide before I stepped in the responsibility of taking over the innovation unit of Daimler and Mercedes-Benz in 2017. And happy to join.
Well, very, very interesting career. And again, we are glad to have you here. To the audience, please do not hesitate to ask questions in the chat, which we will try to answer after today's session. Well, Susanne, let's start with the first question. So, what is 1886 Ventures?
Yeah, actually, it emerged from the innovation lab 1886 in end of last year. So we did a spun-off of Mercedes-Benz. And so actually, it was founded in 2007, so over 14 years ago. And that was a very progressive decision of the board of management. So Dr. Zetsche was the head of the board of management, and his colleagues had a very progressive decision in those times, to have, so to say, the first industry innovation hub. And 1886 refers, of course, to the year when the car was born. We, as 1886 Ventures, are working in the spirit of our founding fathers, Gottlieb Daimler and Carl Benz. And I have to click here something. Sorry. Don't want to install a software update right now. And so over the last years, we create also really nice corporate innovation track record. So for example, we ramped up an international innovation machine where we created companies, digital driven companies worldwide in China, in the US, and also in Germany. And we created also a lone standing business. For example, Car2Go is one venture which is existing and mobile. And we initiated also the digital ecosystem, Mercedes Me, which should bring the revenues also in the future. Or another project of us was Mercedes-Benz remanufacturing. This is about the reuse of the origin Mercedes-Benz parts, and this creates a triple-digit million-dollar revenue unit per year, so to say. So it's a good, I would say, mid-sized company under the umbrella of Mercedes-Benz. And yes, and other things we did, we initiated also an investment in Volocopter, That's a startup in Bruchsal, or not even a startup anymore. Yeah, it's grew up very fast. And you can imagine in those times to talk about flying cars, yeah, that was in 2016. Yeah, we saw that there is a segment, a racing segment. And in 2017, we were really able to invest as Daimler. Yeah, and you can imagine the very controversial discussion we had with the board of management in those times. And that was very surprise, or that was very exciting, yeah, to see how this went.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a very impressive track record. I mean, from your own spin-offs like Car2Go and Moovo, which are quite well-known brands, over the investment in Velocopter, that's Volocopter. That's quite impressive track record when it comes to investments and own created initiatives.
Yeah, but I would say the really challenging part, or the coolest part, I would say, also with regards to the future, was that we had the spun off then in last year. Yeah. So we are getting to be 1 year in December. We're turning 1 year. And this was also a negotiation phase of 10 months where we took, so to say, the high profile projects together with a team. And started new, yeah, in a very very free and independent environment. And Mercedes-Benz keeps still 10% of the stake of 1886 Ventures.
And so now you're an independent venture builder. How many people are there at 1886 Ventures?
So we started with 50 people, and we somehow reorganized them also in the very beginning. So we tried out what does really work, yeah, in the upcoming commercialization phase and what not. Yeah. So we reduced a little bit our staff and we increased the staff. So currently we have 70 people.
Okay.
And we have a two-pillar business model, so to say. The first is we are offering services for our industry partners. So we develop and realize sustainable and innovative new business and startups. And because the second pillar is that we run or we have a great portfolio of sustainable and innovative startups, which we already took from Mercedes-Benz. And that's our current focus. Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. And what are the hot topics in mobility and automotive you've invested in? And what are the hot topics we can expect for the future?
So I would say the most disruptive trends is green tech, yeah, and sustainability. So no doubt, yeah. And then you have also subscription models, yeah. So usage instead of ownership, for example. And what is a high profile trend or disruptive trend is also the circular economy. Mm-hmm. And so on these trends, yeah, we have been following also the last years. And therefore, we are very happy that we have business ideas and now ventures, yeah, that exactly meets these trends. Huh? Mm-hmm. Because so only to mention our car subscription platform, CARV8, so endless car variety. Mm-hmm. This is a white label plug-in solution, which we currently offer dealerships, mm-hmm. yeah, and that they can step into this new trend or get usage of it only by just integrating this white label solution in their on their web page, yeah, so to say. We started with, for example, Beresa. Yeah, it's one of Mercedes-Benz's biggest dealers and also multi-brand dealer. And if you want, you can have a look on this website, and it's integrated next to sales and leasing. There is the subscription market, so it's a new sales funnel. And there are also several studies, yeah, that estimate that in 2025, over 20 million cars will be sold via subscription.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
That's a trend we definitely share when it comes to especially the German speaking market. There's another question which we are and our audience, I assume as well, are very interested in. What was the history and rationale behind your investment in Volocopter?
In Volocopter, yes. So, as said, we already discussed this new segment, vertical takeoff and landing, yeah, in 2016. Very controversial discussion, yeah. And the rationale behind was that we get a kind of insight, yeah, how this market is going to develop, yeah, and what kind of benefit or what kind of role can be played by an OEM in this new racing segment, yeah. So that was one aspect, for example. We did also perform, I would say, a historical moment, yeah, together with Volocopter and together with the Southern Germany government, because we showcased the first European flight. In that times, it was, I think, 2019 at the Mercedes-Benz Museum. And that was just a great event, yeah? And it was also, I would say, marketing, of course, for Daimler. We invested in a very, very early stage. So there were only, when I remember right, 10 people or so. And now they are a bigger group, yeah, of over 200 or 250 people. Actually, it's a dollar unicorn, yeah, already. So, yeah, but that's an investment of Daimler, and we took a great experience out of this investment. Yeah, I have been sitting in the board on behalf of Daimler for 3.5 years, and also we have people here in 1886 who are really aware of this new segment. But we are not invested from 1886 Ventures in this Volocopter.
Well, I got it. When can we expect the first flying taxis to be available according to you?
I don't know exactly, yeah, but I would say the first commercial lines will be installed to end of 2022, 23, and I estimate that yeah, the Asian region it will be the first one, yeah.
And so the legs for flying taxi, will it be city to city or will it be in a city?
No, it will be. So that depends, huh? That depends. So, for example, Lilium is another startup from the Bavarian area, and this is another use case. For example, like Volocopter, the Lilium is from the business case or the cases from city to city, and Volocopter is inner city, yeah. So the reach is, when I remember right, 35 kilometers. Should be enhanced, but also thereby you can meet a lot of use cases. Huh? So from the airport, for example, to the hotel, yeah, or to your conference center and back again. So there are several routes, yeah. And the commercialization would be route per route, yeah. So you can just commercialize one route, yeah, and increase that, and then step to other routes.
I have one last question, and we have 1 minute left. What is the view of 1886 Venture on micromobility development for DACH region?
Micro mobility like scooters and so.
Well, yes.
Yes, we did a lot of stuff around this field, and we decided not to step in.
Why?
Yeah, because we so we challenged it very broadly, yeah. And there are several things, yeah, who made us not stepping in, because one thing is the business case, yeah. It's it's a very operational business, so to say, yeah. You just need people to care about these scooters and so on, yeah, and that they are not lying in a river or so, yeah, and. We decided not to go into it.
Okay, very interesting. Well, we are already at it's 9:30, so we are at the end of our talk. Thank you very much, Susanne, for being part of it. We were very glad to have you here, and it was very interesting to get an insight to 8086 Ventures.
Thank you very much, Jean-Luc, and see you.
See you.
Bye. Bye.